This is the I'm a Lutheran column, this time with David Thole, who is a pediatric cardiologist and co-director of Narrative Medicine Group at Advocate Children's Hospital in Chicago. He attends and is a member of Resurrection Lutheran in Chicago. I pray for strength and wisdom to provide kind, competent care for the children and families I work with. I pray that I can continue to build partnerships and do my work for a long time. I pray people become better stewards of God's earth, take better care of the environment, listen better to one another, and work together to solve the world's problems. My favorite part of working with children and their families as a pediatric cardiologist is that I get to tell knock-knock jokes to my patients, and they tell me knock-knock jokes. To me, church is a place where people of all ages, backgrounds, races, and orientations come together, sing together, pray together, love one another, and work out their differences. I first became interested in narrative medicine because writing and journaling helped me understand, process, and cope with illness and sometimes death in children with heart disease. Early in my career, I had the mistaken notion that I had to have all the answers and never make a mistake. Journaling about my mistakes and challenges helped me to clarify my true job. I am a physician, but I'm certainly not God. Narrative medicine, the practice of telling and receiving stories, helps me listen better to my patients and tell my own story. When we become partners, my patients and I work together to treat problems and build health. I developed the 3-minute mental makeover because I wanted to bring the healing power of writing to my patients and their families. Once I learned how helpful writing was for me, I would suggest writing in a journal to families I encountered who seemed stressed. Most told me they didn't know what to write. With the 3-minute mental makeover, which follows a few short writing prompts, my patient writes a notebook in a notebook, I write in my journal at the same time, and then we share what we wrote. We published a study showing this guided meditation lowers stress in patients, families, and practitioners, and enhances communication for all. People are surprised to learn that I ride my bike year-round from my home near Wrigley Field to work in Park Ridge, a 24-mile round trip. Working at a hospital with a Lutheran heritage is great because there's a strong faith-based tradition in my hospital, and I worked with one of the chaplains to start our narrative medicine program in 2013, and the chaplains are a great support for my patients, their parents, and the medical staff when challenging situations arise, which happens from time to time. To me, grace means learning to love and accept myself even when I make mistakes. I want to be a perfect doctor, but I don't always succeed. And I've learned to say, oh, I don't know, and it's okay, but I never give up on people. I try to do my best to help my patients, even in the face of uncertainty. When I make mistakes, I try to admit it to myself, to my patients, and to God. It's important to me to be involved in my congregation because I like being part of a large family of faith-oriented people. It's important to have a wide variety of friends and acquaintances to rely on in good times and bad. I try to support my church family as much as I'm able, and also to look to them for support when I'm having a tough time. I enjoy coming together each week, singing hymns and songs I like with my friends at church. And I'm a Lutheran because I grew up in a Lutheran church. I went to church camp Lutherdell in northern Minnesota, and I'm grateful to be a member of my current church since 1985. I like knowing I can join my sisters and brothers in the Lutheran church to support important causes at the local, national, and international levels.